right, let's do Minnesota Hospital here this morning. And now, time once again for Minnesota Hospital. The continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, the hospital's in the midst of the staff election for chief of surgery. A cantankerous and unpredictable race between proctologist Dr. Donald Rump
That's already good.
And Dr. Hillary Bottom Clinton. The staff of Minnesota Hospital is worried about these two candidates and if there's something they can do to change the narrative of this election. Meanwhile, somewhere deep in the irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital, Nurse Trent and Dr. Gil Whitney are having an in-depth conversation.
Oh, Gil.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Oh, Helen.
Gil, I just had so much fun with you last night when we just chilled and watched the remake of Fantasy Island on Netflix.
My two favorite episodes, Helen, were where the Russian Olympic team athletes passed the drug test. And then the other one where the Minnesota legislature actually finished their work early.
Gil, did you like my leather outfit I wore yesterday?
Helen, I read last week that when women wear leather, a man gets weak. He starts to sweat as his heartbeat descends. He struggles to speak because he cannot think rationally. Helen, do you want to know why?
Yes, Gil, yes. Why does that happen when a woman wears leather?
Because she smells like a new truck.
Excuse me, you two lovebirds. I must tell you, I want to build a wall, okay?
Oh, hi, Dr. Rump.
Look, me and many other people, we all want to build a huge wall, okay, to keep you two apart, okay? Big wall, going to be tall, going to be great.
What a jerk.
Excuse me. I was talking here, okay? Are you Minnesota Hospital staff sports writer for the Medical Journal of the Twin Cities, Dr. Kidney Hartman?
So what a genius. Neither one of those people are geniuses.
Okay, there he is. There's Sidney Cartman, Kidney Hartman, whatever, okay? Okay, I've read your column, okay, Kidney? Many of my friends have read your column, too. A lot of people read your column. We think you're too focused on sports in your medical column, okay? Too many sports.
Who cares what you think?
You know, I must tell you, okay, seems a little ridiculous to me and many, many other people, okay? A lot of people. When you start bragging about your Gatorade enigmas, okay? It's crazy.
We have a bigger problem right now, Dr. Rump, and it's called the Ziggy virus.
I think you mean the Zika virus.
No, it's the Ziggy virus. Everybody has a fever over this billion-dollar stadium.
It's that virus where one guy sticks it to the rest of us.
Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what is it?
He's back! He's come back to us!
Who's back?
When Dr. Bridgewater was injured, he wanted to come back and replace him.
You don't mean...
Yes! It's Dr. Farb! Dr. Brett Farb! He's back to save Minnesota Hospital!
But how can you be sure it's him?
Well, his helicopter just landed on the big slide next to our State Fair Satellite Clinic.
That's right. I'm back. Thank you.
I'm back.
All I wanted...
He couldn't wear Farb's something.
What? This is the ad-lib section of the bit.
I love you too, Sid. All I want to do is operate. I've been working every day with my scalpel.
Well, that's good, Dr. Favre. It's a different utensil than the fork the Vikings were getting ready to stick in the season a couple days ago.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney.
What is it now, intern?
They have just opened up a new food booth here at the State Fair.
What's it called?
Anthony's Wieners.
And it's kosher. Kosher Anthony Wieners.
I'm almost scared to ask you this, intern, but how are they?
I don't know. I don't know. They just text you a picture. Oh, Dr. Farr says he's having some trouble.
Am I on with that?
Well, that's great, but that's on page 6, intern.
Oh. Sorry!
Let's go
Could
to Sid
I
for
like
this line.
To my close personal friend, Dr. Hernia Sanders.
That'd be Hernia Sanders.
Where is that jerk?
Well, let me just say this to Dr. Kidney Hartman, okay? It's Hernia. Hernia Sanders. And good morning, everybody. You might remember my brother Bernie. In fact, he won the state with his slogan, Feel the Burn. Okay? Now, I want to be your next chief of staff at Minnesota Hospital, and I would like you to join me in saying my new campaign slogan. Do you like my campaign slogan, by the way? It's Feel the Hernia, okay? Can everyone say it with me?
Feel the Hernia.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You got me feeling my hernia, too. And it really hurts.
Dr. Sanders?
Okay, please, call me Hernie.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what is it?
Dr. Farm says he's having some trouble.
I've heard that before. All I want to do is pass the football, but I'm having trouble passing it.
Okay. Okay, that's simple, all right? Just take a couple of X-Lax in the morning, okay? You're going to be fine.
Oh, the star of CNBC's Fast Money is here.
Not Dr. Pete Cesarian. I watch his stock reports every day. Is he okay?
Well, we just checked his vitals, and it appears his S&P 500 is up.
This could pay dividends.
Good morning, Dr. Whitney.
What a pleasant surprise, Dr. Cesarian. Is it okay if I ask you how the markets performed today?
Well, sure. Helium was up. Paper was stationary. Fluorescent tubing was dimmed in light trading. And pencils lost a few points.
I followed him, and I went broke.
Hey, that's an ad lib again, isn't it?
That was an ad lib.
Hey, Doc.
When we're all 96, we get to do that.
Hey, Dr. Cesarian, how about Pokemon? I heard you and Radio Dave discuss it one morning on WCCO. Is that still a cultural and financial phenomenon?
Okay, excuse me, I'm a bit confused here. I thought Pokemon was a Jamaican proctologist, okay? I don't know. It seems
I am still feeling the hernia, doctor. How do you understand that?
What did you say?
The hernia. I'm still feeling a hernia.
Me too.
Here's a tip that might make you some money later. Word on the street is that two big toy companies, Mattel and Hasbro, may merge.
Okay, I have many, many friends in finance and big business. Unbelievable friends, okay? They're all terrific, okay? Really big business. Not one of them has told me that. Nobody said that. What makes you think that's going to happen, Mr. Dr. Pete Cesarian?
Rumors started at Murray's Silver Butter Knife Steak in Minneapolis earlier this week when Barbie was seen enjoying an intimate dinner with Mr. Potato Head.
Ew. I'm still willing to earn ya.
Because they appeared on Sports Huddle with Kidney Hartman.
I'm still feeling the hernia. I screwed up as usual.
What else you got on your business wire that would affect Minnesota Hospital?
Well, diapers and Depends both touch new bottoms. But this is not why I'm here. I read the markets every day to determine when they are the most advantageous for success. That same philosophy should apply to our chief of staff candidates. with such strong unfavorable ratings. For both doctors, we need to turn and beat around. If I might, if I may quote Dr. Vicky Sue Robinson, I have taken the liberty to bring with me today one of the best transplant surgeons in the world, all the way from Scandinavian Surgical Center north of the Arctic Circle. May I present Bjorn Yesterday.
How's she going then? Yeah, you bet.
This guy is a bigger quack than Donald Duck. And
I got a question for you then, Kidney Hartman. Do you know the difference between you, Kidney Hartman, and a canoe?
No, I don't, but Lynch don't know anything.
A canoe will sometimes tip.
Ouch.
Okay, excuse me. Let's get back to Dr. Bjorn Yesterday, okay? The illegal immigrant from Norway, okay? Got in over the wall. I don't know how he did it.
Well, since both candidates are high in unfavorable ratings, Dr. Bjorn Yesterday was offered his services to perform personality transplants. Dr. Clinton just finished hers, and now Dr. Rump. If you are ready, Dr. Bjorn Yesterday is ready.
I was born ready, okay?
Oh, Dr. Whitney.
Yes, intern. What is it?
Dr. Clinton is already out of post-op, and she's ready to present her new personality to us.
Send her in.
Oh, I can't wait. Let me be the first post-transplant personnel to say hello on behalf of Minnesota Hospital, Dr. Clinton.
Hello and hooyah! I think we just shocked the world.
How about that? I think I know a thing or two about transplant surgeons.
Hey, I think you know nothing. I still can feel the hernia.
But what about Dr. Rump's transplant? I am done with the second transplant.
Well, that was fast.
Hey, I wasn't born yesterday.
Yes, you are.
May I present the transplanted personality of Dr. Rump?
Well, hello, State Fair goers. You know, I have heard the first few minutes of this Minnesota hospital, and it would appear the bombing started about 10 minutes ago.
Sounds like a guy I had in today's sports hero named Peter Najarian a few years ago.
Hey, turkey necks.
He couldn't do a thing.
That means
you
too.
He didn't know anything. He wasn't the linebacker they ever had on Minnesota football team.
Take it from me, Hillary. The first person to make fun of my pantsuits will get a fistful of love. You know what I mean? Well, is it just me or is Hillary starting to sound like she's one pantsuit short of a full closet? Hey, believe me, I can finally wear that boa and match it with something, okay?
Dr. Cesarian, can we reverse this operation?
Helen, I fear this is a little like the Frankenstein movie.
You know, remember that wall I told President Gorbachev to tear down? Well, let's use that material for the one I still want to build. A beautiful wall. Great big incredible wall, okay? Hey, Wheaties has put Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps on its cereal box for the third time. They should put Governor Dayton on it because he's barely keeping his state's head above water, okay?
May I remind you, Dr. Clinton, this is not the Minnesota gubernatorial race. That was easy for me to say.
You're sitting next to Sid. You get all sorts
rubbing
of...
rubbing off on me, man.
What a goober. Yeah, I forgot. Well, then, how about this, Dr. Rump? Call me Crooked Hillary. Come on, just once, I dare ya.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't go to Mexico like I did.
Well, Hillary doesn't like Mexico. On my last trip there, I discovered Mexican Wi-Fi is unreliable. I had problems sending out 50,000 emails.
Well... What will happen in November when the new chief of staff is elected? You'll know next year when Minnesota Hospital returns. In the meantime, think of us as your cracked screen on your iPhone of life.